Okay, guys, we're back with another thing. I know you guys heard that kind of cringy ad, but yeah, let's just get on with it. So, we just heard about the Flash Air 1 tent by REI Co-op. Let's talk about a different brand. It's MSR. I'm pretty sure everybody's heard of this brand once in a while because it's a pretty nice brand. So, it's a 379 tent. That's a really bigger price range for tents, but being the one of a really good brand, that's about a really good like price for one of these type of tents. So what do you get? It is the classic red color for the MSR tent. Let's talk about the specs and what you get for that price. So the best use is backpacking, and it is a three-season, one-person tent. The minimum trail weight you can have is 2 pounds and 7 ounces, and yes, the fly and footprint pitch weight is 2 pounds. But what is the most weight you can take is 2 pounds and 14 ounces. So what's the package size? Like, how small can you get this in? It's by 6 by 18 inches, which is a pretty good thing. So the floor dimensions is 85 by 30 inches, so that's pretty good. And the floor area for people that like just square feet, it's 18 square feet. The visible area is 9 square feet, and the peak height is 36 inches tall, though, so that's basically the peak height. And this is another one door, so you only have one door to enter and exit from. So the number of pulls you get is one. And what is the pull material? It is with Easton silicone. So I've heard of silicone, not Easton silicone, so that's a new thing for me. The pull diameter is 9.3 millimeters, which pretty good for a camping pole. And the canopy fabric, which does it come with? Yes, the canopy actually comes, but the footprint is not included. And now you're wondering, why does these don't come with footprints? It's because they want to make money off you. So that's basically the main reason. They want you to pay that extra price, which is 30 to 35 bucks on REI. So the design type is freestanding, and that's why it comes with the poles. So it's a pretty good tent overall. Let's talk about the fabric. So the canopy fabric is 20 dinar ripstop nylon, and also it has a 15 dinar nylon mesh. The floor fabric is a 30 dinar ripstop nylon, which is 3000 millimeters extreme shield polyurethane coating. So that's really good for the floor fabric. And if you want to know, the Rainfly does come with it. So that is made by 20 dinar ripstop nylon, which is 1200 millimeters extreme shield polyurethane silicone coating. And that does pretty much sound like some geeky person would say, but if you're into that, I just told you. So yes, it is a really nice place. What about the space for the outdoors? Like, do you have pockets on the inside and everything? So yes, it does have pockets on the inside, which I think every single tent will be having. And I like having all those pockets. I know I don't use them all, but it's good to have. So the color's red. What about when you have the Rainfly on? You do have an outdoor area. Very small to cover the actual roof and over the area where you get in and out, but it is really good because you can put your pack outside and still have enough space to get inside your tent. So that's the main reason why you will have most of the tents having that outdoors area. So, and no, you get. It's a $379 purchase, but at least you get something that you will use and it's long lasting. So that's just going to be that. Let's talk about the last Passage One tent. this is really good. It's also made by REI. This one does not look like it's going to be super cheap, but it is. It's only $140, and I think this is a pretty good starter tent. So this is going to be a beginner level. So just remind yourself that this is going to be a beginner level to a starting to be more like a intermediate. So this is $140, but it is a good brand. As you can see, I get these things on REI and I don't have these now. I'm reviewing them to you. And I know some people might think, oh, you're just looking up these on REI and you're not reviewing them. But I am reviewing them because some people want to know everything about them, but just doesn't want to take the time and know which ones are the best, which I review some of what I think are the best and can be pricey, but at least I know that these are really good camping gear because I would call myself advanced, but I know I'm more like an intermediate to advanced type of gear. So what you would need to like weight and everything. So how heavy is it? It is not that heavy because it is 4 pounds and 10 ounces, but that's what you're looking for a beginner level, because the more advanced you get, the lighter your pack's gonna feel. So this is also a 3-season camping tent, but that's plenty fine for people that only camp in 3-season weather. So, and this is also a sleeping capacity of 1 person. Best use is camping, backpacking, but as I know everybody has heard, it is a beginner level to intermediate level type of camping. So my troop does have like 4 of these, and I won't say the actual name of the troop because security reasons again. So the number of doors is 1 door, so you have that. What is the pull material? That is aluminum, and the pull diameter is 8.5 millimeters. The canopy fabric is polyester. The floor fabric is polyester. Rainfly polyester, but the good thing about this one, it actually comes with a footprint, which is really good. It is a freestanding tent, so that doesn't mean you need all these different types of things on it. The peak height you get with this is 40 inches, and it also has a package size of 7.5 by 17 inches. So it is 20 square feet that you get for yourself and your backpack, but the floor dimensions is 88 by 36 inches. So not the most of the space you can get, but at least you get what you get for. So what I say is you pay for what you get, and that's the same thing for this. So that's it for this actual little short episode. But remember, I'm going to make 1 more episode or maybe even 2 for today, and see you then. Bye, guys.